Philip Sampson, PhD, is written here. Today's date is 07-19-2025. Dictation is for Mr. Leonard Johnson. Johnson spells J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Leonard spells L-E-N-A-R-D. Date of birth is 03-25-1968. This is a 57-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up. Period. Next paragraph. Mr. Johnson has a history of morbid obesity, low testosterone, hypertension, and gout. Is there a follow-up to these conditions and medication refill? He states since his last visit he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says recently he was walking and felt winded and a little discomfort in his chest. He said that occurred one time. It lasted for less than a minute and never returned again. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All other systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 141 over 91. Repeat blood pressure is 143 over 93. Pulse 57, respiration 18, temperature 98.0 P. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious signs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented, and 3, cranial alert, 2-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. 3, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is obesity, number 2 is low testosterone, number 3 is hypertension, number 4 is medication refill. Period. Next paragraph. PM. Next paragraph, EKG was done. According to the EKG, repeated sinus bradycardia. No acute injury demonstrated. No Q waves demonstrated. Patient is on a metoprolol, which could reflect is the reason for his bradycardia. He's taking 50 milligrams of metoprolol twice daily. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone, vitamin D, T3, T4, TSH, and the PSA. Period. Patient's medications were refilled as follows: allopurinol, number 300 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, hydralazine, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, metoprolol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days. Number 180. Next medication, losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, testosterone, 200/mL, 1 mil IM weekly for 90 days. Number 12 mils. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.